An absolutely beautiful day in Port Huron, Michigan. Sunny with a high of 80 degrees. Doesn't get any better than this. We'll detail the forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. Be a nice day to sit outdoors, have a nice long lunch or dinner and a beverage of your choice. And you can do that now in Port Huron. Joining us, the mayor of Port Huron, Pauline Rupp. Madam Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
We've had to get creative during COVID-19, and that means the state of Michigan giving allowances to municipalities like Port Huron to sort of expand where you can have cocktails.
That's true. It's a rather unique way to handle it, and last night we did adopt a resolution establishing what's called a social district downtown. And that will go along Huron Avenue and Military Street, from Glenwood to Court Street. And also, so it's that whole area along there. And it's kind of, it's still has more processes to go through. It has to go be approved by the Michigan Liquor Control Commission. But it should hopefully happen fairly shortly, you know, which we still have lots of summer left. So it gives the opportunity for people. Of course, it only you can purchase. So if you went, so if you went to Casey's and you bought your dinner and drinks, you could take it to go, and you could walk down the street, and you could take it to the plaza area, which we're going to put some tables and chairs in the plaza area in front of McMoran, and also in the area in the Pocket Park on the Military Street Bridge. And you could go down there and eat your dinner and take your drinks with you. You could drink your drink as you're walking down the sidewalk on your way there. Apparently, there's a law you cannot drink while you're crossing the street, but you just hang on to it while you do. And you could stop if you finished your drink before you got there. You could stop at another establishment that sells alcohol and pick up another drink and take it over there. But it's going to give some options to restaurants, you know, that can serve and have it to go. Normally, you don't have an open drink to go, and that doesn't happen right now. So this is a whole different thing. And there is going to be, of course, restrictions on it as far as how they do it. There's going to be an actual cup that they have that the establishments would use to put the alcohol in. It's not like you're going to get a six-pack and walk down the street or anything like that. But so it's we're looking forward to seeing how it's going to work. I mean, there's other places in other states that certainly allow that type of thing right now. I mean, there's many places that you can just get your drink and still go outside and take it with you. At present time, Michigan did not allow that. I mean, you had to leave it if you had to leave the place. So it's going to be it's going to take a little learning curve and probably some adjustments in that to get it in sync. But hopefully, it does happen within the next few weeks.
Well, and ultimately what it will allow for is for people to, enjoy their favorite downtown establishments, but from that safe social distance. So now we have outdoor seating in a lot of restaurants. You can carry this a step further and really separate yourself from the crowd.
That's right. And you just go and find your own spot to sit and have it within that district. You can sit and have it. You can't go outside the district. You have to remain within the district. And certainly, you know, it gives more seating if you're going to take your food to go. And, there'd be nothing, I mean, certainly, and you can walk around. I mean, for that case, you can walk around and go shopping.
Sure.
No, so, I don't think anybody carry their food and go shopping, but taking advantage of having a drink or something, you could carry it with you. Now, this is only good for places that already have a liquor license. Certainly, you can't just people just can't open up little stands and sell alcohol or anything like that. This is only for established liquor places, and they will have to apply also. So, we're applying for the social district and the parameters of it, but then the actual establishments have to apply to the Liquor Control Commission to get this permit to do it.
You mentioned the plaza that's going to be constructed in front of McMoran. This is going to be a really nice area for people to hang out, isn't it?
It is. It really is. Now, all of the changes that they're going to make, that, of course, won't occur right now, but I think that you know, as our city manager said last night, that they're thinking in terms of they could even just bring in a load of sand to make it look like a beach, because there are going to be a further, it's going to be things done to it in the fall. So that could be done in the meantime. And then put some, the DDA yesterday approved getting some tables and chairs, high top tables and chairs, to put in the area of the plaza there. And then, like I said, down at the pocket park as well, which is a little more shaded. But, you know, it certainly is. It could be really cool, you know, to see people sitting out in front of McMoran and having their dinner. And it gives options for people, and it gives options for establishments, because some places, of course, can't even serve right now. I mean, I would take an, you know, saying like the Brass Rail, because they don't serve food, they can't serve alcohol inside their place. So that kind of, that certainly does take away their business. Now, this way, people could actually go there and get their drink, but go across the street and sit in the McMoran Plaza area and have it.
Yeah.
So it helps out the businesses.
It's going to help them out and hopefully help us keep the spread of COVID-19 under control, because until that happens, we're not going to see businesses like the Brass Rail reopen and other things like that.
No, and it's, you know, I mean, these are new times. I don't think anybody knows what's going to happen. And every time we think we're going forward, it kind of steps a little bit backwards. So trying to find as many things to do for people. And, you know, summertime is when everybody gets out. And we don't have that much left of summertime to enjoy. I mean, it's still have a couple months. But it would be nice to be able to feel safe for people and be able to go out publicly, but not have to be in a restaurant or in a someplace like that. They can actually sit outside.
So sure thought we might have seen a few more people. Go ahead.
No, I should say I'm looking forward to seeing how it's going to work out. I think it's going to be a benefit for our downtown merchants.
Absolutely. I thought we would have seen a few more people downtown this past week during Boat Week, and there were some, but boy, it was a weird Boat Week in Port Huron, wasn't it?
It certainly was. My husband and I went down Friday night and had dinner at Martina's Grill, and then walked downtown afterwards. And there was when we were walking, there was barely anybody downtown, and it was just so different from when you think back to a year ago, what it was like.
Yeah.
And you know, it was nice to see that there were people, you know, dining out and that type of thing in the different restaurants, because you could see, you know, the open areas where they were. But there was nobody walking around, nobody viewing the boats. There might have been down further towards the marina, but right in the downtown area where normally that's all closed off and the Military Street Bridge is closed off and they have the mannequins out and all that activity going on, there was nothing. So it's, you know, it's how quickly our world can change, and I just I certainly hope by next summer that we're back to where we were.
Absolutely. Well, these new moves will hopefully bring more people downtown with the summer that we have left. We've still got the rest of July, August, maybe
September's
part of September
nice
too.
September's nice too. So I think we have plenty of time. But you know, I think it's important for people to be able to get out. And you know, if this continues and we get into our fall cold weather and winter, it's going to be, you know, depressing for people. It's they're trapped inside. So I think that any opportunity you have to get outside and enjoy yourself right now is well worth it.
Today especially, it's going to be beautiful out there, so enjoy it.
You know, I'm actually sitting outside talking to you, and there is not a cloud in the sky.
Love it. Absolutely. Bottle it and keep it for winter.
This is going to be one of those perfect days, I think. So.
I think so, too. Let's all play hooky. Mayor Rep, always appreciate your time. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Paul. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Here on 1380.